Just because Raqqa has been retaken doesn't mean Syria is free from ISIS. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest victories against ISIS present new opportunities for the gospel, but also points for prayer. We'll talk about how with God anything is possible and give you a chance to find your place in the story on Mission Network News. It's been nearly 2 weeks since the Syrian city of Raqqa was liberated from ISIS. Raqqa was formerly ISIS' de facto capital and served as their command center. Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission.
Now that the ISIS strongholds are being defeated, like in Raqqa and other places near Iraq, there's impact upon the rest of Syria. One is that now as they spread out, they're going to be coming up anywhere. And so in some ways, it's going to be less secure within the areas that are now at peace.
But Christian Aid's ministry partners in Syria are pressing on in outreach. They're even seeing the number of people interested in Jesus Christ growing as Syrians feel more freedom to ask spiritual questions.
The people in Syria are more open to the gospel than they were before. The ministries say that the main thing holding them back is being able to follow up all the new believers.
But the humanitarian needs aren't over for displaced Syrians.
As we get towards the winter season, there's going to be a lot of need just for things like blankets, hot water bottles. There is a need in some places for even electric heaters.
To support Syrian aid with Christian Aid Mission, just visit missionnews.org. Pakistan has again pledged itself in the fight against terrorism after the United States Secretary of State recently visited Pakistan's Prime Minister. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
Even the Pakistani citizens themselves, Christians included, scoffed and laughed at Prime Minister Abbasi's promise to ramp up the country's counterterrorism efforts. They see these pledges as political posturing and just empty words.
The U.S. has even threatened to withdraw aid if Pakistan doesn't cooperate, but it's even more complicated than this.
I just received a list of the names of dozens of political leaders who have aided and abetted terrorists in recent months and years, and they're still holding office. So sometimes they are aiding the terrorists by contributions, financially. Other times it's safekeeping or hiding them in certain areas. So you get this thing where they say one thing, they can legitimately point to success stories in their counterterrorism efforts. It's a doublespeak mentality.
Despite the threat of terror, though, FMI is seeking Pakistani youths, One for Christ, the same people terrorists target for recruitment. So please pray and find out how at missionnews.org. And have you ever set a goal that was so lofty you knew that short of a miracle, it was impossible to meet it? That's exactly what Jason Wolford and his team did at Mission Cry several months ago when they set out to equip the entire country of Belize with Bibles and Christian books. To recap, Wolford says,
our goal was that by November 17th that would come to pass, and we're so excited we need to send 6 sea containers in order to fulfill those quantities to be able to freely distribute those Bibles and Christian books.
Already they've been able to send over half of the materials needed. In November, Wolford and a team will visit, hold a concert, and preach the gospel. The best part is not only will books be available to every Belizean, but they'll be able to tune into this event over television or radio. Wolford gives all the credit to God.
I'm a firm believer in God and His Word saying that He'll do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we think or ask. And I can say that I'm humbled and I'm in awe of God just continuing to show up.
The trip is coming up fast, but it's not too late to engage with the project.
We have the materials here, but we need those last 3 sea containers to be funded financially. And then, of course, we need prayer.
To find your place in the story, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.